Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris met yesterday for talks on forming the next government. The pair agreed that any future government must be underpinned by mutual respect. But of course, they see they still need more numbers from either independents or another party. So where do we stand at the moment? Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, is with us. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we'll talk about the nitty-gritty of all of this and the independent's role. But first of all, you have a very interesting story this morning about a poison pen letter disparaging a Fianna Fáil TD.
Yeah, so these things tend to happen in the run-up to general elections. So a Fianna Fáil TD, he/she was targeted by, I suppose, a poison pen letter alleging sexist abuse, derogatory comments and disrespectful behaviour. So this anonymous letter was sent to Tánaiste Micheál Martin and others within the party a few days before the general election. And the letter was dated July, but Fianna Fáil said no such letter was received in July. And they're basically pointedly saying it was only received on the days before the general election. Hint, hint, this was a dirty tricks campaign. So the claims it made was improper conducts and behaviour by the TD. And this included speaking about females only getting votes for getting up the poll and satisfying men. So this letter was purportedly written by a member of the Fianna Fáil youth wing, Ogre Fianna Fáil. And as I say, it details this person's experience within the organisation.
Okay, so
make particular allegations about the team.
One has to presume that this correspondent, allegedly, and we don't know whether it's a poison pen letter disguised to be something else, so it could be a man or a woman, but it sounds that it's written by a woman complaining about a man.
You might say that, I couldn't possibly comment.
You know what I mean? Another woman is not going to say.
Yeah, the letter is it has a there's a level of detail in it that clearly whoever the author is has a level of knowledge about the party organisation.
So this is the enemy within, in other words.
So there's a reference to a TD, a councillor, a staff member, other candidates, party officials within that local area, even as far as the local area organiser who would work for party headquarters. So there's a lot of detail in there. That
is the allegation only about one of them, though? Not
the allegation is about kind of the experience within the organisation itself, and then hones in upon the TD in particular, and allegations about comments that were supposedly made. Now, Fianna Fáil's answer is very simple. It's dated July. We didn't get any letter in July. We got this just before the general election, and that's kind of that. So unless, you know, somebody else comes forward or an individual decides to identify themselves, there's not really a whole lot that they can do in a circumstance like,
I mean,
like this.
Have they gone to the Gardaí or anything?
No.
Fingerprinting of envelopes, all that sort of stuff.
Doesn't appear. So it was definitively sent to the Tánaiste, to a party headquarters official, and several other official local party elected committee officials and so on. And then it seemed to circulate within the local party organisation then as well. As I say, these things very often happen before on the cusp of a general election, but there have been occasions when serious allegations have been made against candidates or TDs have subsequently turned out to have some form of foundation.
Now, the thing is, this happened long after the convention, I suppose. So
yeah,
the person was already a candidate. And therefore, I mean, circulating among party members, the only effect it would have would be to dim their enthusiasm for canvassing on behalf of that candidate, I presume. Otherwise, I mean, you're not really going to impact on the electorate unless you spread it more widely afield. Do we know, did it spread anywhere?
That's, I suppose, what we don't know. We just know that it went in within the party organisation, and it certainly went wider than the five, I think, people that it was addressed to. So, you know, Fianna Fáil can, of course, go down that route and decide, listen, we want to involve the Gardaí here, or we want to trace down. I was asking people in the party, you know, is the finger being pointed in any direction here in terms of who might have sent the letter? And kind of difficult to know, but you know, in the midst of a general election, it could be an external opponent, it could be an internal opponent, it could be somebody in the party who's not happy. It could be somebody who had an issue with the TD. They don't know.
But they're saying it's dirty tricks anyway, pre-election.
They're kind of suggesting that it is. Yeah, they're not directly saying that, but the fact that they're pointing out, we didn't get this letter back in July. There was nothing to act upon back in July, and then suddenly this letter appears on the eve of a general election.
And do you know
it was aimed to damage?
Are they doing any internal party investigations then?
Well, they have it. I mean, they can make any queries they now wish to do. They seem to be basically saying that unless any further information comes forward.
In other words, remove the cloak of anonymity if you're serious, if you believe this is a serious allegation.
But there are party positions. We actually talked to Micheál Martin about this during the election campaign. He was in Sideways for the Indo Daily podcast because issues had arisen in other parties, particularly with Sinn Féin, with Senator Niall O'Donnell, with Fine Gael, with Councillor Patsy O'Brien, and the issues of inappropriate texting and so on and so forth. We were asking him, have you ever had to deal with any of this? Because Sinn Féin kept that quiet. Fine Gael kept this quiet. So have you ever dealt with serious allegations against a TD? And he actually sat there, looked at him, and went, no. And then he said, I'm racking my brains here. He said, no. He said, you get internal party squabbles. They happen, you deal with them. But he said nothing of the nature that we're talking about within Sinn Féin or Fine Gael. And this would be on a level above what you would regard as normal internal party squabbles as to what's happened to it.
Mm. All right, we'll park that one.
Okay.
Because the Taoiseach, soon to be Taoiseach, has enough on his plate, one imagines, besides going into the minutiae of this one at the moment, because he's trying to form a government. Where are we?
Yeah, so we're going into the actual formal talks phase at this stage at some levels. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will be formally sitting down today and beginning the talks process. And in a way, you have to think back to 5 years ago. It took 4 months because of COVID and so on and so forth. But also it was that historic first coalition officially between the two parties. At that point, they actually had to get briefings from every secretary general of every government department to set out what exactly was going on, because the Fianna Fáil side were saying, we weren't in government for the last 10 years. Yeah. We don't know what's going on. So that took an awful long time. They had to go through every line of every, both their party manifestos and so on and so forth. And they had to put together their agreement. And then the Greens were involved as well. This time around, you don't need all these briefings from all the secretary
But you'd
generals.
Imagine they go through a review of what's currently in train, what programs there, and say, well, we put these there, we're going to keep them. Or we're not.
There's a Bertie Ahern structure to this where you basically go, that's your document, this is our document. Where do we agree?
Yeah.
Where could we agree? And where do we disagree? And he says you go through it in that stage where that's an industrial relations issue or the Northern Ireland peace process. It's a good way to go about it. So they've had their programme for government for the last 5 years. They have worked together. So there is a lot set in train that they clearly agree on. So they can whittle that down. There are then issues in the party manifestos where they are at odds. The VAT rate, Fine Gael want to cut it for businesses, Fianna Fáil don't. They're saying this will drive up bills for consumers. Fine Gael are effectively proposing a mini budget there. Then Fine Gael want a Department of Infrastructure, Fianna Fáil want a Department of Home Affairs. Fine Gael want this ACORN scheme.
What's Home Affairs, by the way?
Home Affairs would basically be the Department of Immigration. You'd be taking it out of the Department of Children, putting it into the Department of Justice. There'd be a kind of a super junior minister. It would be still within the Justice portfolio, but it would be dealing with the immigration issue and closer to the justice end than the Department of Children. And you had this Fine Gael ACORN scheme, rich people get money from the government to save money for their kids. Very nice for them, but that was widely criticised in the government in the election. You then get to things like, the famous decriminalisation of smoking hash that Micheál Martin wanted to bring in, and Fine Gael were so outraged by it that they couldn't possibly go ahead with this. So little things like that can be dealt with.
And Gino Kelly's not there to prod them anymore.
No, Gino Kelly, one of the most productive TDs of the last all, lost his seat. So, you know, you'll see now that the government is probably going to go in a more conservative direction. will something like that make it through? You then have the carve up of the spoil. So Fianna Fáil on 48 seats versus Fine Gael's 38. The rotating Taoiseach, Fianna Fáil are agreeing to that, but they're kind of hinting, well, we think it should be longer than 2.5, should be 3-2, something like that. Cabinet positions likewise. And then into that, you get into portfolios. Fianna Fáil have been making a very strong play for the justice portfolio and have been deeply critical of the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. Fine Gael,
who's on the negotiating team.
Who's leading the Fine Gael negotiating team. So that's one to play out. So there's nothing there.
The word I've been hearing is they want Dara O'Brien as Justice Minister.
Yeah, which is fair enough. You'd think after
get out of housing.
He'd want out of there. So you've got, basically, there's nothing there that you would describe as a deal breaker. I mean, if those are the big, oh yeah, both parties accuse each other of having large budgetary black holes that they couldn't account for over the course of the election. I think we'll get over all that now. So all that stuff is fine. The other element is, right, well, who's the third
leg of
the room?
Now, are the independents getting greedy? This is the reporting that they want at least one super junior, they want a couple of juniors, they want a full ministry, at least, maybe two.
It depends, because the independents have been going in and out over the course of the last week, meeting with both party leaders separately, and not meeting as a collective either. So it's not a collective block that you're dealing with.
Yeah, they're a speaking block, but no more.
We have 8 TDs, therefore we are entitled to a cabinet, a super junior, and two juniors. That's not the case here. Michael Lowry is acting as a conduit for people, but they're not negotiating as a collective. So you basically have Sean Kenny and Kevin Boxer-Moran, both of whom have been ministers in the past, have indicated that they would be interested in being ministers again, junior ministers.
Didn't they share a gig?
Did it? Yeah, there was this weird thing where they shared the OPW
and the Boxer
gig
was reluctant to leave
give it
the
up.
Gig at the
time. And there was all that. So I'd assume he wants a full junior ministry all to himself this time and not giving it up halfway. Same goes with Sean Kenny. Michael Lowry and Noel Grealish are expressing no interest in that regard. We don't know about Marion Harkin. Is it possible that she would seek one? Barry Heenahan and Gillian Toole, who are new TDs, neither of them have been expressing interest there. Verona Murphy, she hasn't expressed a direct interest, but there has been murmurings around that she's either looking for a cabinet ministry or potentially the Count Corla's job. So we don't know. She's going to have to put her cards on the table at some point. She's right to hold back at this stage, because it's not quite clear where exactly that's going.
So the Count Corla job is a real peach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. So
I mean, you can do nothing for your constituents. That's the one downside of it.
You're locked
in though
for 10 years, basically, assuming both governments last. Seán O'Farrell has had it for the last 10 years. He's looking for it again. That seemed to be a bit cheeky within Fianna Fáil. There was always pushback against that last week in Fianna Fáil. People saying, right, if our numbers are so tight, give it to the opposition. And secondly, somebody's had it for 10 years, shouldn't be getting it for 15 years. So I'm not entirely clear that...
You get a home run straight back into your seat.
Yeah, and look, there is people would argue there's a democratic deficit then. At the next general election, there's one less seat up for grabs. That TD is unaccountable over the course. So there's pros from the TD's part, there's cons from the constituency's perspective. John McGuinness's name has been linked to that, Brendan Smith's as well. So the other big question is Labour. Are you in? Are you out? Do you want the justice portfolio? Do you want the housing portfolio? Do you want the health portfolio? Do you want to go into government?
No, they haven't made up their mind yet.
No, and it would appear that Ivana Bacic's plan to form a bloc with the other centre-left parties, Labour, Social Democrats, Green in this case, that seems to be falling apart. The Social Democrats aren't interested in that. Social Democrats are still going around talking to people, but nobody sees that coming to anything. Nobody is seriously thinking that the Social Democrats are going to go into government. Fianna Fáil or Fianna
Gael. They see themselves in a growing phase, and if they keep, if Labour go in and get out of their way, as it were, themselves growing faster.
They would be thinking, right, so we can get 20 seats next time, because Labour will get wiped out again, and it'll take the Greens a decade to recover from their current
position. You
know, that
business of assuming you're going to be wiped out, history would suggest that is so.
Yeah.
At the same time, it shows a distinct, if you decide that's not the reason for going, it shows a distinct lack in confidence that you can actually get anything done that will impress the electorate over 5 years.
Progressive Democrats nearly wiped out in 97, doubled their numbers up to 8 in 2002, practically wiped out again in 2007. So there's swings and roundabouts. the Labour Party will look at their own experience. They've never come out of coalition over the course of the last century, increasing their seats, their seat numbers. But at the same time, you have to look at it and say, what are you doing in politics if you don't want to be in power?
You know the Joe Biden story at the moment, what is his legacy? And he's destroying his legacy by giving the pardon. And some people believe that and some people don't. But the point is, you have to be able to look back and say, well, I did that. If you're permanently in opposition, you look back and say, well, what did I do?
Yeah, decisions are made by those who show up, those who sit around the table, not by people on the opposition benches complaining. So given the unprecedented and overwhelming resources that the country has got, it looks like for the next 5 years between Apple tax and corporation tax surpluses, it is
a
good time to go into government and get things done. Do you want to be the minister who overhauls the housing system, who potentially fixes the homelessness problem? Do you want to be the one who goes into health? And these are the questions that are really going to hang over the Labour Party now. What are you there for? Are you there just to watch the fellas behind your back being afraid of the Social Democrats? Or do you want to actually go in and implement policy? It's a very different government to having Labour in there and having a bunch of largely conservative independents propping up the government.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.